This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tom Brady, number 12, late of the Pats and the Bucks, hung it up today. 22 seasons, 7 Super Bowls. Insert your own preferred editorial comment here. I shall refrain for now. But when the February Jolts report comes out, Tom is going to be in that number. Jolts, of course, is the job openings and labor turnover survey. How many people are quitting? And how many open jobs there are? Lots is the answer to both of those, as we learned this morning. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports to get us going, the takeaway is that it is still a great time to be looking for a job. And if you're a company trying to hire right now, yeah, sorry.
Chris Chin is a veterinarian in New York City. He mostly deals with dogs and cats, although
one time we actually got a pigeon that was injured.
Anyway, he wasn't happy at his last clinic.
I was getting underpaid and I was overworked, so I, decided to look for another job.
And he quit. So did 26 million other people over the last 6 months. And it wasn't hard to find a new job. In December, despite Omicron, employers had about as many jobs open as they ever have. Openings even rose slightly. Hiring, though, actually slowed down.
The gap between job openings and hires reached its widest point ever.
Julia Pollack is chief economist at ZipRecruiter. She says employers are desperate.
Historically, in the past, when a company had 10 vacancies to fill, there would be 23 unemployed job seekers ready to fill them. Now there are fewer than 6.
Almost as many people quit their jobs in December as they did in November, which was the most in a month ever. And employers were especially reluctant to fire people in December.
We did hit a new all-time low when it came to layoffs.
Nick Bunker is economic research director with Indeed, a marketplace underwriter. So businesses aren't firing people, even people they maybe kind of want to fire a little bit. Moving into January, Indeed's data show how Omicron may have finally started to drag down postings for in-person jobs.
Manufacturing positions, food service positions, ones where a surge in the pandemic is going to cause more disruptions to work.
Signs are, though, that those disruptions will be temporary and the labor market is just going to keep on keeping on, being ulcer-inducing for hiring managers and great for workers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.